Everybody, we're in Parashat Yitro. In Parashat, Vayishma Yitro Kohen Midian, and Yitro heard, what did he hear? Everything that God did to Am Yisrael. And it's a very interesting point that we have to look into it. We last week, we're talking about Shirat Hayam. In Shirat Hayam, we said that all the nation around heard what happened, and they got a fright. Then there was somebody else who heard what's happening, and he came and fight against it, Amalek. So we're learning that, you know, you can hear something and let's say act in different ways or respond in different ways. Some people hear something, even if it's frightening, they don't do anything about it. They go on with their life like nothing happened. Others go and fight against it because they don't want to change their life. And then in our parasha, Vayishmait, there is a guy, he hears something and he acts in the right way. He comes to Am Yisrael, he went, okay, now I know this is the God. And this is really a big lesson to us, because sometimes we act like those nations that heard, got a fright, but went on with life. Nothing happened. Sometimes we're even worse. We hear something, we go against it because it doesn't suit the way of life we like. We have to look at Yitro and listen like Yitro. Hear the things like Yitro heard and did the right thing. He came and joined Am Yisrael. In life, we hear a lot of things. But what is the level of hearing? And what do we do with it is a different thing. For example, in Aseret HaDibrot, they said, Ra'u et ha-kolot. They saw the voice. How can you see the voice? It sounds not reasonable. How can you see the voice? But the real truth is, if we think about it a little more, you can see the voice. And what does it mean? What does it mean to see the voice? So first of all, I think I told you a few years ago already, I think, about the test that this guy did with the seismograph that you check, you know, you don't do lines when you're excited or whatever. And he did it with the microphone. He put a microphone and he said the Hebrew letters. And the instrument did the letter as it is. He said Aleph, and the instrument was doing Aleph. Now, he tried it with all other languages. Didn't work. Was some just gibberish, nothing, which is, again, an unbelievable thing to understand and realize that this is, if this is the case, this is the words, those are the letters that the world was created in. And the fact is that if you say it, the wave of sound makes it the way it's written. So now we can maybe think that they would get at such a high level that they were so seeing the waves of the words and really seeing the, like, letters. It's like dogs hear things that we don't hear. If you have special instrument, you see things that in normal eyes you don't see. So in other words, if God is going to give you a special sight, you can see things that normally you cannot see. And this is one of the explanations about Ro'im et ha-kolot. But let's say a more effective explanation is, what is to hear? As we said now, we are seeing three ways of hearing. To hear is to put it inside, and im shamoa tishma. That's also in the parasha. If you hear, listen and hear. What is im shamoa tishma? Shamoa is to listen. Lishma is also to listen. So im shamoa tishma, if you will, says Onkelos, im tekabel tekablun. If you receive it, what you hear, you will act accordingly. That's what is the meaning, im shamoa tishma. That's why we say, Shema Yisrael. The idea is, what is Shema Yisrael? It's not like, hear Israel, oh, God is the one and all of us. So what? You have to crown God on you. In other words, to listen in a proper way is to listen and act according to what you heard. And this is the lesson. Because in life, we hear things, and we don't exactly take them into heart. We don't sometimes even go, as we said, against them. For example, somebody's diabetic. But he sees this cake. He wants to eat this cake. And it's full of sugar. And he knows he's not allowed to. But he wants to eat. Then this Amalek inside him says, I'll eat the cake. Like those people that smoke says, what do you want? I had the auntie, she was smoked to the age of 100. So what? So does it mean that cigarettes is healthy? It was a miracle. Your auntie was going 100 with the smoking. But we all know that smoking is dangerous and smoking is not healthy. But you know, that's Amalek. If we want something, we convince ourselves. It's very hard to change your way of life. That's its Yitro. That's why Yitro has got a parsha. Because to come, and this is not just another goy, it's Kohen Midian, he's a high priest. And one of the explanations says that he was the high priest of the whole region. And he was one of the consultants of Pharaoh when they decided what to do with the Jews. So this guy had a very high position. And this guy suddenly, imagine to yourself that the Pope will stand in the cathedral in Rome, in the Vatican, and will say, everybody, sorry to tell you, our religion is ridiculous, stupid, I'm going to be Jewish. I don't know if he'll get down from there, but we all know that it won't happen. And this is Yitro. Yitro is standing there telling everybody, that's it, I found the truth. Which is, again, to understand the difference between somebody who is really looking for the truth and is willing to act accordingly, and somebody who just wants to go on with his own life and doesn't care about what's happening around him.
Awesome.
Now, you know,
can I make you a cup of coffee?
Of course, it's okay. Thank you. Then there's another interesting thing. So Yitro heard what happened and he acted accordingly. But then Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, ויספר משה לחותנו את כל אשר עשה השם לפרעה ולמצרים על אודות ישראל. He told, Moshe is telling his Yitro, his father-in-law, everything that God did to Pharaoh and to Egypt because of Israel. את כל התלאה ויצילם, וייחד יתרו, and when he hears this, וייחד, he shivers. Yitro shivers. And he's saying, ויום אותו, ברוך השם. He says, Baruch Hashem. This is like, we'll have to learn from this guy to say Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, asher itzil et... asher itzil etchem yad Mitzrayim yad paro, asher itzil tam tar Yisrael, ataya, and then he says an unbelievable thing. Now I know that God is the great one, greater than all the gods. Ki badavar asher zadu. Because of what they... What is zadu? What they planned to do. In other words, when he heard what happened, okay, it was, he came. But then what is Moshe Rabbeinu really revealing to him that he's changing his opinion or not changing? He's making it even greater. He says, now I know. What now? What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell you that changed you? Moshe Rabbeinu told him exactly what God did to the Egyptian. And then he realized, as one of the consultants in the... this army committee that were decided of the final solution for the Jews, there were three people. Bilam, Iov, and Yitro, and of course Pharaoh. They were sitting together to decide what to do with the Jews. Bilam, he had all those great ideas how to finish off Am Israel. Iov, of course, he was a tzaddik, but he didn't do anything. He just... And that's why one of the reasons they say that he was suffering what he got the punishment. Because he was sitting and doing nothing. In other words, even if you are tzaddik, and you cannot take yourself out, if you hear something evil is happening, you have to act. Yitro, knowing that he cannot change anything, but he did a very... He left the place, I don't want to know about it. So Yitro is this guy who knows exactly what was planned for Am Israel and not what was done. Because eventually they didn't do everything they planned. They had a lot of plans for the Jews. But eventually they decided on one or two, whatever. But when Moshe Rabbeinu told him what God did to Egypt, he realized that the Egyptians were punished not only for what they did, but also for what they thought of doing. And this is Ba'asher Zadu. Wow, now I know that's the real God, because there was nobody there. There was only me, Pharaoh, Bilam, and Eov. So how? God knows exactly what we were talking inside the room, because God is the God. God is the one. That's what he's saying. Ata yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'elohim. This is Yitro. A big lesson for us. By the way, from here to here, there is also a beautiful learn, something that we learn from it is, they say that Am Yisrael have a privilege, they are zgula. And one of the zgula is that if a Jew thinks to do something, if it's a good thing, even if he didn't do it, it gets rewarded. Now, if he thought about doing something not good, wrong, a sin, and he didn't do it, it's not considered, he's done nothing, because he has to do it. From the other side, the goy, if they think to do something good and don't do, they're not getting rewarded because they didn't do it, which is normal. Then, if they were thinking about doing something evil to the Jews and didn't do, they're going to be punished for it, even though they didn't do it. But for planning, they're going to be punished. That's what we see here. That Yitro saw that the Egyptians were punished not only of what they did, but what they thought of doing. It's very interesting that Yitro is a guy that gives Moshe Rabbeinu a suggestion how to deal with the people. Because the next day, he sees Moshe Rabbeinu standing there and judging everybody. He's sitting, and everybody's, all the people are standing there waiting. So he comes and says, what are you doing? Yeah, this is wrong what you're doing. Like, this guy comes and tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the father of all prophets, the one and the only one, Moshe Rabbeinu, the great guy, he, Yitro, comes and telling off. And Moshe Rabbeinu is listening. What is exactly happening here? What is Yitro telling Moshe Rabbeinu? He sees Moshe Rabbeinu sitting, and all the people come around him and waiting for him. He says, this is wrong, you know, you cannot do this alone. You need help. It's impossible that everybody will come with every small question to you and ask you. And then people are going to wait. It's not fair also. People are standing the whole day to wait for an answer because you are one. And he says, okay, you're right. And what is the idea behind it? It's like, I read this, somebody told me an interesting story about a guy that came to a town and they were offering water. He drank the water. And he said that the water is dirty. So he told them, you know, there is a solution for this. You have to filter the water before use. And then he went. A few months later, he came again to the place and he said the whole place was burned down. The whole place was burned down. Nothing there. He asked the survivors, what happened? He says, don't ask. A fire started, and we were filtering the water. Until we finished filtering the water, the whole town was burned. It sounds stupid, but sometimes it's truth.
I don't get it.
They were filtering the water. Instead of putting the water directly on the fire and deal with the fire, the guy told them to filter the water before use. So they, literally, that's what they did. Before going to the fire, they filtered the water in order to turn off the fire. But till they finished filtering the water, the whole town was burned already. And this is a story that one of the great rabbis told in one of the meetings of the Knesia of Agudat Israel in Europe years ago. And they were discussing a matter of how to go to Am Yisrael and lekarev otam, and bring them closer to the belief. So they said that we have to save Am Yisrael. We have to go and talk with them. We have to have influence on everybody. So a lot of the rabbis says, you know, you cannot send just little kids to do this. They have to learn at least 10 years in the yeshiva. And then, after they finish learning in the yeshiva, then they can go and save people. And they told them the story. If you want everybody to go and sit in yeshiva for 10 years, there will be nobody to save. And that's such a great lesson for us to understand. Sometimes we wait. We try to get to a certain point of understanding and oh, we want to dig into it deeper and deeper. In the meanwhile, it's like the Rav Adam Sinai says, this guy is in the middle of a shiur, middle of a lesson. And he wants to tell his friend something. So he doesn't know, tell it in the middle of the shiur or later on. Then, his coffee is spilled. So he doesn't know, should I clean the coffee first? Or tell my friend first? Or listen to the shiur first? Then he's starting to itching. So he started, well, should I itch now? Or so till he was thinking, the shiur was ended, was finished. And it's a stupid story, but it's so true. We deal sometimes with things, and in order to do it in the best way we can. Moshe Rabbeinu is like the direct connection between us and God. But you know, you cannot go to a rabbi for every small thing. You cannot go to the chief rabbi for every stupid thing. Because otherwise, what's going to happen? Everybody's going to stand there, and those who really need saving are, let's say, standing there until the turn is going to come, they're already not there anymore. In other words, if you want to save life, literally, physical, and spiritual, you have to act. You don't wait. So even if you're not the greatest rabbi of all generation, and even if you're not the greatest tzaddik, whatever tools you have, you first of all go and save him. Then think. If it's a difficult thing, then, of course, that's a different issue. But when it's saving life, first of all, save the life. Then go on and start learning, and what did I do the right thing, and exactly the way I should do it. It's like a rabbi that gives us a shiur in Daf Yomi told us that there is a couple in Bnei Barak that they're well known with, they're very ultra, ultra orthodox, in a meaning, everything that you're not allowed to do, they're looking for it. It's like every chumrah, they go after it. One day their kid was sick in the middle of Shabbos. They had to call an ambulance. They called the ambulance, and now that they discuss, they have a discussion between them, should they both go with the ambulance? Should one of them go? Are they allowed to go? And there were all discussions that the driver is looking. The kid is ill, has to get to hospital as quickly as possible to save him. And they are having an argument, who to go, when to go, how to go, who is going. He took the ambulance and went away with the kid without, and leaving them having an argument. And this is exactly what we're talking about. You're dealing being like people sit in the yeshiva and learn, don't care about what's happening outside. Why do you learn? What is the meaning of learning? Or somebody is learning and somebody needs his help? No, I'm learning now. But somebody, a Jew, needs your help. So what do? You have to save him. So you leave what you have to learn and you go and do it. And this is also, I'm not talking about, let's say, only them. It's also us. Sometimes we are dealing with things in order to do them in the best way we can, but till we discussing and thinking, there is nothing to do anymore. So this is exactly the understanding of what Moshe Rabbeinu stands for in the beginning and what Yitro is telling him. He sees Moshe Rabbeinu and he understands that everybody comes with everything to whom? To Moshe Rabbeinu. Impossible. Cannot be. Cannot be that everybody is got that. Should I wash my hands in the morning before Modeani, after Modeani? Should I? This is stupid. What do you mean? You don't go with questions like this to Moshe Rabbeinu. You have like your father, your teacher, and that's why it says Sarei Meot, Sarei Alafim. On every 10, you have somebody in charge. On every 100, you have somebody in charge. Every 1,000, you have somebody in charge. So, if this is a simple question, and we see next parasha also in Mishpatim, Mishpatim Asher Asim Lifnehem. So, Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains, a beautiful explanation says, there are certain things that each one of us has to learn by himself to know. Because you cannot go for every stupid question to the Rebbe. In other words, if you want to have a kosher kitchen, you need to know what's kosher and what's not. You cannot go to, is this milky oven? You have to know it by yourself. You have to learn how to deal with it. Of course, if there is something out of the normal, you go and ask. But then also, you don't go to the chief rabbi for everything. You go to somebody, a friend of you who knows better. You go to a rabbi. You go to Talmid Chacham. Only if it's really a big problem, then you go to the highest authority. And that's what Yitro is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu realized, you're right. And there is also another point of view here. Because you have to understand, people are suffering. They're standing there in the sun the whole day, waiting for one guy to judge between them. You're talking about millions. Let's say, even if it's a few thousands only standing there, they got no chance. How many people can he deal in a day? So we learn from here a double lesson. First of all, the way to act to things. Sometimes you don't ask questions, you just act. That's what we call, you have those people that are spontaneous, and you have those people who are calculated. We love, normally, those who are spontaneous, no? We don't like those who are calculated. But the real truth is that if we want to trust somebody, who would we trust? The one who's calculated, not the one who's spontaneous. So in other words, we have to find the combination. Because we have to find the guy who is also spontaneous in certain way and also calculated in certain way. And that's the middle way. And that's exactly what Yitro is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to find the middle way. You cannot be the one and the only one that judges everybody. And from the other side, people cannot do just what they want. But they have to know certain things that spontaneously, automatically they will do them. Like for I say thank you. I don't have to ask a rabbi if you say thank you. Bevakasha, toda, all those things are normal things that instantly I just do them. In other words, there are certain things that you have to know and to act accordingly, automatically. What we all know, like somebody who is religious, he knows that there are certain laws that everybody knows. You don't go for every stupid thing to the rabbi. So this is exactly what is really Yitro standing for, and Moshe Rabbeinu accepted. And one of the questions is, why do we need a goy to tell it us? Because you have to understand, the goyim are not stupid, they are clever. Like I told you last week about Abalek, that was a very clever guy, this Arab guy from Nazareth. Also the goyim, they've got wisdom. And here we meet somebody who's got not only wisdom, he's got only the will to find the truth, which also is with the goyim. We're not alone in this world. We are the messengers of God, but the message has to get to everybody. Because at the end of the day, everybody has to believe in God. Not only us, but unfortunately, it all starts from us. We have, first of all, to make sure that our people believe in God. Anyway, when we look at what's happening here in Aseret HaDibrot, we have Matan Torah, Am Yisrael receiving the Torah. And that's also another point that, but for a few minutes we'll talk about it. There is 6 things you have to remember every morning. The Sfarim got 13 things. It's like to remember Yetziat Mitzrayim, Ma'amad Ar Sinai, us standing in front of Mount Sinai, Amalek, the golden calf, what happened with Miriam, and Shabbos. Those are 6 things that the Ashkenazim normally have to remember. You've got it in the Siddur. After the davening, you have this thing. And for many years, I was sure that remembering Ma'amad Har Sinai means that I remember Matan Torah. So remembering standing in the Mount of Sinai is also remembering that we received the Torah. But I looked, it was very clear that that's not the case. What I have to remember is Ma'amad Har Sinai, and that's it. Not Matan Torah. And I was, what's this? I've got those 6 things to remember, and the most important thing, which is the Torah, I don't have to remember. What's going on here? But then I realized, and I saw also what people write. Matan Torah, remembering the Torah, mapito, remember the Torah, you live the Torah. It's something you don't remember, it's a part of your life. What you have to remember is how you got the Torah. Because one of the big problems is, if you think about Ma'amad Har Sinai, and this is a philosophical argument. Gam bechaya aminu, says, they also will believe in you. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu on Ma'amad Har Sinai. And the question, what? They didn't believe till now? What do you mean, now they're going to believe in you? Says, people believed that God loves Moshe Rabbeinu. But nobody, or let's say a lot of them, didn't believe that God talks with Moshe Rabbeinu. Because think about it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, which is something you cannot even explain. How is he talking? How is he talking with a human being? It sounds not reasonable, not logical, cannot be. So in other words, people believe that there is a certain connection between God and Moshe Rabbeinu, but literally Moshe Rabbeinu is talking with God and God is talking with him? Impossible. But then what happened on Mamad Har Sinai? Everybody saw that God talks with the people. In other words, they realized that there is a connection between us and God in the highest level there is. God is talking to us. Now, when we learned the Torah, we realized this is Torah from God. Because otherwise, we could say, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, he got the idea, got the vision, but God really telling him literally what to write? Impossible. So in other words, that's the importance of Mamad Har Sinai. Without this, nobody would believe that the Torah is from heaven. But now, everybody knows the Torah is from God because of Mamad Har Sinai. But something else happened in Mamad Har Sinai, which unfortunately doesn't happen a lot with us. Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad. Am Yisrael was standing there as one. And this is Mamad Har Sinai. If Am Yisrael, all of them together, are getting and thinking as one, then you get the real Torah. Then you get the Torah in the deepest understanding. And this is why we have to remember Mamad Har Sinai. To remember that our job is to live together, to help each other, and to be like one. It's a dream? Maybe. But it's not always a dream. It can happen. As I told you, when I saw it happening, it happens unfortunately when there is a war. Then you see everybody. And unfortunately also in the last years, it also doesn't happen in the war, unfortunately. But there are still people during the war talking against our soldiers, etc. But you can understand what it is. And I told you once when I've been in Shavuos on the early Minyan in the Kotel, and this was an experience that really for life. First of all, walking to the Kotel in the middle of the night, or let's say before, let's say 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, before the sun rises, and normally the streets are empty at that time, and the streets were full. And you know, okay, so in the middle of the day, sometimes also the streets are full, but that was a different thing. Everybody was walking in the same direction. It's not like in the middle of the day, this guy is going here, the one's here, middle of the night, everybody is walking, the streets are full with people, all kinds of people. Religious, not religious, ultra-religious, women, men, kids, everybody, all Am Yisrael, and walking in the same direction. And then when we go to the Kotel, you see everybody. And then, you know, it was almost impossible to daven there. Why? Because on the right side you have a Yamanite minyan, the left side you had a Sfaradi minyan, on the behind you had a Hasidic minyan, and on in front you have a whatever minyan, and you like an Ashkenazi minyan, and you everybody is davening together. You understand? It's very hard to concentrate, but it was beautiful. But then came the moment when Anetzach Hamah, when the sun is popping out. And it's Shmoneh Esrei. And suddenly, everybody was silence. And this was the loudest silence that I heard in my life. Like, to have this feeling of standing there with everybody. It's like I always say, it's Mimini Michael, Mismoli Gabriel, Mifanai Ruel, Machorai Yafael, Baloshi Shchinatel. Like all the angels are around me and the Shekhinah is coming down. This is Vayichan Sham Yisrael. This is Mamad Har Sinai. This is what we have to work on. And it's not easy. But if we have this task and we understand the idea, then we're on the right way. And if we see here, as we said, the difference between thinking too much and acting, and understand that we need a combination of both. We have to think. You have to try and get as near as you can to God. But on the other side, if there is a matter of life and death, you don't, filter the water, you just save lives. You save the town. You don't go and ask the chief rabbi if there is no time. You do what you have to do. And if the whole idea is to help each other, so we are on the right way. Let's go.